Hello, this is your Polycast for Friday, June 7th. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. Coming up on today's edition, we'll be talking about same-sex marriage applications. Some people turned out to sign up for marriage licenses yesterday. We'll hear from John Klein about his plans for No Child Left Behind legislation. And we'll talk with Tom Emmer, who says he's running for Congress in the 6th District. Several Minnesota counties began taking early marriage applications from same-sex couples yesterday, Rupa Shenoy reports.
Officials in Hennepin County say they processed at least 38 same-sex marriage license applications. In Ramsey County, authorities reported receiving 14 marriage license applications from same-sex couples. No one came in to the Blue Earth County Recorder's Office in Mankato for a gay marriage application. Pipestone received one application on June 3rd. For the moment, a software glitch is keeping officials in Nobles and Redwood counties from accepting applications. County recorders have their annual statewide meeting this month where they plan to discuss the wording for same-sex marriage applications and licenses, particularly the part where applications say bride and groom. Minnesota's new marriage law doesn't take effect until August 1st. Rupa Shenoy, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Congressman John Klein says he expects the House Education and Workforce Committee to pass a bill that would replace the No Child Left Behind legislation later this month. Mark Zadeklik has that story.
Klein, who chairs the Education and Workforce Committee, has introduced the so-called Student Success Act. The 2nd District Republican says it would return more control over K-12 public education to states, school districts, and parents.
We're trying to get at replacing the broken law, the failed system, reducing the federal footprint. We've had complaints from Republicans and Democrats all over the place that the federal government has gotten too involved into states and localities, school districts, business.
Klein says the act fundamentally is the same as the one his committee passed last year, with some changes to enhance science education and school safety and to recognize budget constraints. He said he expects the full House will pass the bill before the August summer recess. Mark Zadeklik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann hasn't ruled out running for public office again. The four-term representative from Minnesota's 6th District spoke to Fox News in her first interview since she announced she wouldn't seek another term in Minnesota's 6th District.
I'm not retiring. I'm not going silent. I'm not quitting my public involvement. In fact, I may run for another public office. That could happen. But for right now, I think I'm going to find a different perch in order to be able to weigh in on these matters. Sometimes you can be more effective on the outside than on the inside. I've done everything I possibly could on the inside, but I still intend to be in the fight.
Bachmann didn't elaborate on what office she might seek. She told Fox's Sean Hannity that she intends to keep her attention focused on fighting the Affordable Care Act and holding the IRS accountable for recent scandals. Hannity did not ask Bachmann about the investigation surrounding the Congresswoman's run for president in 2012. One candidate who definitely is in the race for Congress in the 6th District next year is Republican Tom Emmer. Emmer ran for governor in 2010 and came within about 8,000 votes of beating Mark Dayton. Emmer has been a talk radio show host for the past few years. I asked him why he decided to run for Congress.
Obviously, everybody was surprised and stunned by Michelle Bachmann's announcement, the timing, the fact that she was making an announcement. And the initial thing, Mike, is just dealing with that. She's been a great representative for the 6th District, and, she will continue to be. But then the phone calls started coming and from activists and party folks and just my neighbors. And I didn't realize, it's not something I carry around with me, but I didn't realize how we had performed in the 6th District in 2010 when I ran. And apparently the numbers were very good, which caused me to start thinking a little bit more about it. And you know what? What it came down to in the end was all the preparation, the legislative experience, understanding, the old line, if I would have known then what I know now, how to run a campaign like this, because this is not a it's not a city council campaign. This is not a legislative campaign. It's not a county commissioner campaign. This is a much bigger deal. It's going to involve significant resources. You got to understand how to, what you need to put together. And I've had that experience. And the more I looked at it, it was the legislative process and the experience, I'm particularly well fitted to it. And then the next question came, really, this is about the residents of the 6th District who have expectations when it comes to who they elect to serve them, who they hire to serve them. And whether it's been Mark Kennedy in the 6th District or Michelle Bachman, they have represented those interests and what the 6th District expects. And I guess when I went through that whole process and then talked to my family, Mike, I believe that we are, I believe we fit that. So we're going to offer to do that, and hopefully the folks in the 6th District will agree, and I'll have the opportunity to run for the seat. It would be an honor.
What are the big issues you're going to push, and what would you do when you make it to Washington?
Well, I have to say, I think the biggest issue is simply the overwhelming size, scope, and power of our federal government and how it's impacting the citizens of the 6th District and beyond when it comes to their businesses on Main Street and their families. That is the big issue, is the overwhelming scope, size, scope, and power of government. And I think that you need to be a voice of reason. You need to be able to articulate very clearly where that's a problem, why it's a problem, and how we need to fix it. Plus, you've got to stand up to all the corruption. It seems to be not just growing, but embedded in the Washington culture. When you get all of these different things on a daily basis, whether it's the IRS targeting certain groups because of their political leanings, or it's, the American consulate disaster in Benghazi and the chain of command that seems to be broken. And who knows? Today, the news that we have a government program that is collecting all of our social media communication, I think you need to have a strong voice and probably more importantly, somebody who has been prepared to understand how to work within that legislative process. And we'll stand up for those values.
When you ran for governor, the Democrats threw a lot of stuff at you. I mean, there were the TV ads and everything else. Are you expecting that to happen again? And don't you kind of imagine now they're going through all the radio programs you've done and trying to listen for anything you said that was, controversial?
Well, I love that because everything that I said, my words, my opinions, I stand by all of them. And there is nothing. And by the way, people might want to go back and look at the history of Ronald Reagan within the Republican Party, because when Ronald Reagan was endorsed for president, that's exactly what the Democrats were all excited about. They wanted to go back and review his radio record, and they had all these clips. But you know what, Michael? What they find out is our positions at the radio, as you probably know, is such a personal experience. I mean, this, by the way, also qualifies me, I believe, for what I'm about to set off on. You have this experience of 2 years of listening to people and talking to people all across the Twin Cities metro market, which includes much of the 6th District. And you know what? You know what they're thinking. And when they were going to attack Ronald Reagan this way, they realized that Ronald Reagan was actually more of a voice of the people than they were, and that's ultimately why Ronald Reagan was successful, and I believe was such a transformational figure. I'm not suggesting that that's the case for someone like me, but again, the conversation I've been having with Minnesotans over the last 2 years, 3 hours every morning, has been a wonderful learning experience for me, and there is nothing that I've said that would be a surprise to anyone, and in fact, I think it would support candidacy that I have announced.
You said the other day that you would abide by the Republican endorsement, and there are a lot of people initially who said they were interested in running when Congresswoman Bachman announced she wasn't going to run. Do you expect a big endorsement fight, or do you think your early announcement might clear the field a little bit?
Well, first off, I think the endorsement is imperative. I think anyone who wants to run for office in the 6th District or anywhere else for that matter should go through our unique political process, the caucus system in the state of Minnesota, should go out and shake hands and develop personal relationships with the people that take time, with, frankly, the people who think that our freedom, think that our country, think that the American experience is important enough that they would take time away from their families and their businesses to participate in it. I think that is imperative. And yes, I will abide by the endorsement, and I think anybody else who seeks an elected office with a party affiliation should do the same, because, again, those are the very people that ultimately will be committing to pound on doors or pound signs, knock on doors, make deliveries, and help, because this is a team effort, and really it's about what the 6th District wants in terms of representation. It's not about a person. I don't know that I can answer it any better than that. It is the endorsement is important, and frankly, when it comes to other people that might want to run, that's not my concern. I mean, that's the great thing about our political system is if you have a position, if you have experience, if you are willing to serve, then you offer yourself and you take the response you get from the people that you're literally interviewing with. And I'll be doing that over the next several months, and if they agree that I am particularly well-suited to do this for the 6th District, well, then I expect I will be asking for their endorsement, and if I'm fortunate enough to receive it, I'll be running in the general election. But that's a long process.
Hmm. This is a pretty safe Republican seat. Do you think any Democrat has a chance this time?
I wonder if Russ Feingold thought that he was in a safe Democrat seat in Wisconsin. I don't think anything should ever be taken for granted. I believe that, and I think I've learned very well in the last few years, that you know, people are looking for servant leaders. They're looking for people who understand that this is an honor and an obligation. And they want people to come out and ask and work for it. And if they don't, if they take anything for granted, guess what? They'll let you know. So, no, I don't think anything, safe is not the right word, but I think, you know, Democrats, Republicans, others will seek to serve, and the voters will have to evaluate what they are, what they represent, and the character of their person, and evaluate their integrity, and they will decide in the end who has the best vision and the best opportunity to represent the district's interests. So that's what we'll be doing over the next several months, Mike.
Well, we'll be watching. Tom Emmer, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Republican Tom Emmer. He's running for Congress in Minnesota's 6th District. On Monday, we'll talk with the chair of the 6th District Democrats about the prospects for a DFL candidate in the race next year. For this Friday, though, that is your Polycast, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. Our producer is John Collins. Have a great weekend. See you again here next week. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.